somebody says, I shoulda, what are they feeling? What's the trigger feeling when you hear somebody should themselves? Regret, remorse, keep going. Doubt, keep going. Insecure, keep going.
Helplessness.
Helpless, I feel guilty, which also has remorse and all those components that you said. There's also a sense of shame. I didn't do enough. Anytime you hear the word enough, as in didn't do enough, I am not enough, that is a shame response. The behavior, the natural behavior to shame, we'll get to behavior in a second. The natural behavior to shame is what? You got it? Here's the story that goes along with it. You know the story. It's in Genesis. Yeah, all of that. It's in Genesis. God's going through the garden and he says, where are you? And they say, we're hiding. He says, why are you hiding? They say,
because we're naked.
He says,
who told you
were naked? All of that is a story about shame, or you can put it under the framework, the frame of shame. The natural response to shame is exactly what Adam and Eve did. And I love that it's one of our earliest stories. The natural response to shame is what?
To hide,
to isolate, to withdraw. Exactly what you said. If it's legitimate guilt, because sometimes you got to feel guilty. Sometimes you're going to be guilty. Sometimes you are guilty.
Validate.
You are. You got to validate it. And then what do we do with that guilt? What do you do with that? You may even ground to forgiveness. So if it's legitimate, you got to go. That's one path. Like, it was a bad shoot. So did you cheat on your wife? Yeah, I cheated on my wife. Well, how do you unshame that shame? There's a part of us that's like, yeah, you can't. There's shame is for a reason. Psychology, there's a reason we have a superego. We should have a superego. There should be a part of our psyche that says, don't. Even if you could steal that and get completely away, what stops us from stealing that is our consciousness. We should have that in place. When you violate your own promise, when you violate your own, when you're the culprit, you should feel a sense of guilt. It's natural to do that. That's a legitimate, and then you're going to go a separate path with that. When someone has, now this is called a distorted thought. They have a thought that shouldn't be there. It's not natural. For the person whose partner kills himself, and he says, I killed my partner. That's a distorted thought. That's not legitimate. That's not, in other words, that's not fair. It's not fair to that person to carry that guilt. How many of you all know people, maybe sometimes yourself, you are judging yourself, carrying those thoughts, carrying those feelings associated with that thought, and it's not fair to you, or it's not, they're not being fair to themselves. I'm okay with judging yourself. I'm okay with you being upset with yourself. I say this to folks all the time. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you feeling guilt. Sometimes my best lessons have come out of, man, I shouldn't have done that. And then me going through my discipline process of making amends and making it right. And sometimes we should feel guilt, but it's not fair to us. I'll only want you to feel that way, as in I'm your guide, I'm your leader here, if it's a fair feeling. And if it's not fair, then I have to ground you back to fairness. And most of the time, people are not fair to themselves. Okay, and when you point it out, they'll change it typically. They'll go, you're right. And I'll go, would you want your best friend to feel that way? Would you want your wife to feel that way? With the people that you love, would you say, yeah, no, totally feel that way? And they go, no. And I go, you would never talk to your wife. You would never talk to your kids. You would never talk to your best friend the way you talk to yourself inside your head. It's not fair. If you're going to be kind and you're going to be honest and you're going to be fair with people, put yourself in that category. I'm okay that you're upset. I just want you to be fair about it. Also, going back to responsible or faithful, when they feel guilty, when they feel ashamed, and it was not their fault. They're doing the blame game. How we can reframe that is, what were you responsible for? And it has to do with control. All of this has to do with fairness, but also control. I had a student I was working with, a trauma that was triggered at FLETC, but the trauma really was her being 16 years old. And her being 16 years old, she had a thought sitting in class at 16 years old that she should leave class and go home. Something wasn't right. Her mother committed suicide that afternoon. And she's been carrying that up until, I think she was like 25 when I saw her, from 16. And that's a magical thought. And now she's saying, I'm responsible for my mother's suicide. Because I didn't get up out of class, get in my car, drive home, and check on my mom. You know what I mean? And it's not fair. That's not what I tried to ground her to fairness. We talked about that and then talked about forgiveness. And then the point about Missy and then my student is talking about what's your responsibility? What's your power and what's your responsibility?